If you haven't watched the first episode, then what the fuck are you doing here? Black Market Toast Podcast, where we take a piece of media out of the cupboard, dust it off, toast it up, and serve it as something completely new. This is episode number 71.
Yeah.
And this time we are jumping off of...
The Orville.
Yes. Oh, and yeah.
Not a lot of dust on this one, but...
No.
It needed to be talked about.
Yeah. It hasn't been in the cabinet for long.
No, actually, good news. On the Orville front, it got renewed for season two.
Yay!
So, yay, my wife was super stoked.
But I'm sure we'll end up with plenty of dusty things we'll discuss in the tangents.
Well, and that's the good thing about this show is that it is very much a throwback.
Yeah, it's basically the intellectual successor to... TNG, Star Trek, The Next Generation, before you get muddled down with Deep Space Nine.
Right, with intergalactic wars and wormholes and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it calls back to the original series.
It's old school space cowboy.
And probably like the first five seasons of The Next Generation.
Before they got muddled down with the Borg.
Yeah.
This is like pre-Locutus TNG. But it really is. It is the... we joke it is more Star Trek than the current Star Trek.
Yeah,
fact that it still has some lightheartedness to it.
There is something in the Orville that Gene Roddenberry was very against showing in the original Star Trek, which is conflict with interpersonal relationships. Because if you haven't watched the first episode, then what the fuck are you doing here? There's conflict between basically the captain and the first officer are divorced.
Yeah.
And it was a messy divorce. And
yeah, there
and
was that, cheating and all sorts of things.
That is one thing that would not have flown in the Star Trek universe. But, yeah.
Hold on, my dog is flipping his shit.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the flow of conversation. That was anti one of
the core tenets of
Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek.
Right.
But it definitely gets the feel of the early Star Trek.
Yeah, definitely, and it's
with the occasional dick and fart joke.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing about it is that it does have a little, it is lighthearted. It's got some comedy. It's not as prim and proper, especially as TNG was.
Yeah.
You know, the original Star Trek had a little bit of a looser feel to it, but TNG was very straight-laced. It was, we are out here on a noble mission, it's a little more loose.
The original series was straight-laced for the swinging 60s.
Yeah, exactly. That's very true. When it was cool for all the ladies to just wear miniskirts. Not objectifying women at all. But it does have the occasional Star Trek homage.
Yeah.
Actually, the lady who plays the Doctor was Ben Sisko's girlfriend in Deep Space Nine.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
I cannot remember the girl who plays a security officer right off the top of my head.
Right.
Alara.
Okay.
Her dad is actually Robert Picardo.
Okay.
Who was the Doctor in Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah, and speaking of Alara is obviously inspired by Romulans and then the security
Bordis
officer.
Bordis is definitely Klingon, but it's... It is the humor side of Klingons. Bordis doing... Bordis sitting on the egg in, the third or fourth episode was hilarious.
Well, and that's because in this version, the Klingons is a all-male race, and if you're not male, somebody's got to do
the child-rearing.
Yeah, exactly, so...
But Bordis doing karaoke is one of the funniest little, 15-second bits in the entire show, because you're waiting to hear him sing, and then, You will be silent. And then, of course, the red alarm, red alert goes off. It's great. And hopefully
we were so close.
Yeah, hopefully they'll play on that gag a couple more times throughout the next few seasons.
they do the Family Guy. Yeah, doo-doo. Yeah. We are talking about a Seth MacFarlane thing, and I said doo-doo.
You said doo-doo.
Yeah, there are the overdone callbacks, which, you know, like you do in Family Guy.
Yeah.
And it in any other series, it would really be annoying, but, you know.
It seems to work.
It seems to work okay, you know. The repetitive pickle jar, you know, Alara opened the pickle jar because that's what a strong man does, you know.
Yeah,
and it's poking fun at masculinity by doing that.
Right, yeah. And I mean, and that's the thing, it's very obvious that the male captain is by far like the weakest person on the show. Like he's just a fella.
Yeah, yeah.
In space. Well, does it really give a reason?
Because the navigator / pilot
that's
is
true, yeah.
Probably the weakest guy.
He probably is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Although the episode where he got his, where Isaac cut his leg off, that was one of the funniest bits. I mean,
that was an episode of Perfect Strangers or an episode of The Next Generation where Data.
Yeah, it was a Data doesn't Balki understand is, humanity.
Exactly. Yeah. Doesn't understand how America works, you know?
Right, but, yeah. But yeah, and that's what, you know, and you have Isaac in there for that purpose, and he can be, like Data, kind of a deus ex machina when you can't get, you know, how are they going to get out of this one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Isaac's sort of the smartest thing ever.
Oh, the cyborg figured it out. Yeah.
I mean, so, but yeah, and that's, it just makes it more Star Trek.
Yes.
I mean, because Star Trek, every show had that deus ex machina character where when all else failed, you know, that person would bail them out, and it was just a different person every show.
Right, right. Now, one thing that they continue on this one, but it's not obvious, that has always been something that I want to talk to someone who's really into Star Trek about.
Okay, go for it.
People see Star Trek as this utopia where there is no currency, where everything is taken care of.
Right.
But in the original series in TNG, that is the case because you're on naval vessels. Not because that's the entirety of civilization.
It isn't the entirety of civilization.
And when you see Deep Space Nine, you see there's a Ferengi who trades things and
well, see, the Ferengi actually originally come in on TNG.
Yeah, and there is capitalism.
Yes.
You just don't see it on naval vessels.
Well, the funny... well, and that's actually... whenever, like, especially TNG would go off world, if they were in the Federation, nobody ever really asked for money for anything.
Okay.
You know, but sort of outside the Federation, you know, especially the Ferengi, or when they would go to like these sort of, like, you know,
but they
Tatooine sort of, yeah, sort of like, you know, off-site kind of areas. Yes, currency would be very important.
I mean, it's like even today, if you're in the Navy and you're on ship for 3 months, your money doesn't do anything for
right.
you.
Right, yeah. And yeah, most I mean, of them, they just bank it up and either send it home or spend it when they go on leave.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's how I've always seen it is, yes, this is a naval vessel, you know. Granted, there's families on here just so they can, you know, procreate or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they don't run out of crew in 15 years. But,
well,
you know.
And I mean, and that was the other thing that... You know, they never really touch on it, is how people get paid, and I don't think it was important.
Right, yeah.
You know, because you look into DS9 and, like, Captain Sisko's dad runs a restaurant. Well, how does that work? They don't really go into it. You know, does he just cook because he loves it?
Yeah, because he wants to? Or is there pay
right.
involved?
I mean, I think it's sort of implied that everything's just taken care of.
Right.
You know, because it's a utopistic society. You know, which is fine.
And why do you run a restaurant when you have a replicator that can create any
well, it has,
you want?
It, now, they've went over that numerous times. That the replicator, like, you can taste the difference between replicated food and real food.
Yeah.
Your replicated food is good, but it only goes to a certain level that, you know, real food goes, you know, beyond.
Right. So, you know, throw your replicated food in a skillet.
Yeah. Right. Let me just get replicated raw beef and then I will cook it myself. Yeah.
Cook it yourself with seasonings and boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that is something that they've covered. And I don't know. I mean, it's funny because you talk about the Ferengi. The Ferengi in Star Trek,
They're introduced as a villain type thing,
right? Yeah, they're introduced as the
nefarious trickster.
But in Deep Space Nine, they go really in depth into Ferengi society.
Yeah,
and Ferengis were actually meant, especially in that show, to be sort of an exaggerated version of modern humans.
Okay,
you know, they're ultra greedy. Everything is determined by money. Everything has a price. You know,
they have big ears.
What?
Nothing.
But no, they'll, you know, everything is about profit and pleasure, and, you know, it's, you know, I'll sell my own mother for, you know, the right amount of latinum.
Right.
And it's funny, because I actually have a copy of the Ferengi Rules of Acquisition over there.
Okay.
And they're amazing. And
that's how we're running our government right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. the Ferengi really are supposed to be like futuristic humans,
right? Yeah.
You know, they're just greedy and obsessive little, you know, shits.
Yeah, and there's I don't know.
We haven't really come across that yet.
I guess in the Orville. Yeah,
I guess two questions: who's your favorite main character? Who's your favorite side character?
I mean, you'd probably just go with the captain.
I can see that.
I don't know. Where do you differentiate it to be a side character?
Well,
basically everybody you really go into is either on the bridge or the doctor. And, you know, everybody else is just really ancillary, and they're in one episode.
Well, see, I was actually going to say, and I cannot remember his name, but it's Norm MacDonald's character, the blob guy.
Okay, yeah.
He's hilarious. But I'm a huge Norm MacDonald fan, so I love that he's on the show.
Yes.
You know, it makes me happy that Norm MacDonald's on TV. But I can see that. And the doctor's fun. I guess they really got into her that one episode. Right now, I'm a huge fan of Bordis. I think he's hilarious. I'm enjoying the, you know, this sort of asexual sort of, but really tough, strong species.
Yeah.
That they don't quite understand, because remember they start making him eat all sorts of random shit. They're like, yeah, our stomachs can handle anything. We live on a very hostile planet. Eat this fork.
Try this. Yeah.
Okay. But he's fun. I think there's a lot more there that they'll kind of dig into.
And we're still, 10 episodes in or something like that? So, you know.
Yeah, I think we had one came out on Tuesday that I haven't watched yet, and then there's the series finale.
I thought it came on Thursdays.
Is it Thursdays?
Yeah.
Because
I usually watch it on Friday.
Yeah, I think you're right, it is.
Yeah.
I think it is Thursday. So, we'll have one tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I think there's one more, and that's it for season one.
Okay.
Because there are supposed to be 13 episodes. I think they shortened it to 12.
Okay.
And episode 13 will be episode one of season two, or they'll get thrown into season two somewhere.
Okay.
So, should be fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm just super happy that it got renewed, because I know it was...
Well, and when you get picked up for follow-on seasons, that you get to explore things more. Really, the first season is just setting the tone.
Right.
And other than the last episode, it's done that pretty well.
What did you not like about the last episode?
I don't know. It's just... I
remember which one was the last episode.
Was it the one that Rob Lowe was in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a straight-up Next Generation episode.
Yeah, and not a good one. I mean...
It was a Next Generation filler episode. I can see why it bothered you. Yeah, it really wasn't their best work.
Yeah.
I hope Rob Lowe's character comes back again. I thought he was pretty good.
I mean, and I guess they're trying to show weakness in their strong character, but it didn't do it well.
Right. But no, I think at least once Next Generation did that, it could have even been done on Voyager. I think it was done on Voyager once.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a Star Trek episode.
Yeah.
You know, it's... And they sort of have either, Star Trek episodes, kind of silly episodes... Are then some sort of hybrid of the two?
Yeah, but they've managed to basically keep the overarching plot moving forward, even with doing filler episodes.
And that was something that Next Generation didn't learn for three or four seasons.
Yeah, it took until after
really the
season
Borg.
Three.
Yeah, before really they after started. The Borg showed up, they finally got okay. Now we have a story arc.
Yeah, they did Monster Awak for 3 years until Wesley, you know, became a side character.
Yeah. And that was one thing that...
Go to the Academy, Wesley.
Shut up and go to the Academy, Wesley. But that was something that Deep Space Nine, I think, did better than most shows on TV, was have a, like, season-long story arc. Mm-hmm. And then, like, those were sort of sub-arcs into the grand story arc.
Right, right.
You know, and so hopefully they'll have something like that.
And that's something that the modern iteration of Doctor Who has done really well.
Nice. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know about the last couple of seasons because I haven't watched them, so that's how good that is.
Well,
I mean, I'm not against Capaldi. I've watched one season.
What new?
It was easier to get. It's not easy to get now.
It's okay.
On BBC America streaming, and you have to wait, you know, a year and a half before it's on Amazon. It used to be on everywhere, you know. Now it's harder to.
It's clamped down.
And as much as I love Amazon Prime, it's just hard to know what's on there. And
right.
It's hard to navigate.
Yeah, and they don't really. Amazon Prime is the weakest of the video streaming services.
Well,
for sure.
It has a very good catalog. It's strong in its catalog. It's just it's not easy to navigate on TV interfaces.
Right.
And it doesn't make suggestions. It's not good at that.
Well, that's the problem that I'll have, is that it will say, hey, we have 7 seasons of this. It won't tell you which one's Prime until you really start getting in there.
Because
it wants to sell you the, you know.
Yeah, and we have that issue with toddler shows where the first 3 seasons are on Prime and then, you know,
it's
Dora the Explorer,
bucks.
Season 4 through 8 are not.
Yeah, and they're like, 40, 50 bucks a piece.
Yeah, exactly. And
which is awful.
Nope. We're going back to season 1. And then when you go back to a season, when you stop and want to come back to it, it puts you at the end of the season if you've already watched through it. So,
It's very it's never gotten better.
Right.
Like, it's always been clunky.
And Hulu has caught up with Netflix with the ability to have separate profiles for people, and Amazon still doesn't have that.
Right.
So, you know, I have to surf through freaking toddler shows to get to anything, and you know, it's not like I'm going to get rid of the toddler shows, because we use those.
Right, yeah. Those keep the peace.
Yeah, so, you
at
know,
least temporarily.
That's where Doctor Who resides when it finally gets to a US VOD. It's you know, on BBC America if you have a cable subscription, but... Who has that? And also, the BBC America app does not exist for Roku and TVs. You can watch it on your phone.
Yeah, and unless you have, like, Chromecast or something, there's no getting it on your TV.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, so that's where I am with Doctor Who. But we're talking about the Orville.
We are talking about the Orville. No, and it has been good because it has been coming next day Netflix or next day Hulu. Which
yes,
has been
yeah,
super
it's,
great.
It's on Fox, so it's next day on Hulu, which is good.
I guess has Fox aligned themselves with Hulu?
Fox, NBC, everything except CBS is pretty much next day Hulu if it's on network.
Okay, because I know Fox has broken away from Netflix because, like, Sonny's going off and some of the other Fox shows are leaving.
Yeah, but that's FX.
It's still Fox.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all of the networks have always been next day on Hulu except for...
CBS.
CW used to be, but now they want you to go into the CW app, which I have to do. It's free, but it's a separate app, and it's a pain in the ass, so I forget to go watch the episode of The Flash the day after it airs, and sometimes I'm a couple weeks
behind.
But it goes
next season on Netflix, usually.
Yeah,
I know that's
what
my wife's watching on. She's big into it now.
And then you end up with the big crossover event like they did this week, and I don't even know what...
Oh, is it this week?
Yeah.
Where they crossover Flash and Arrow
and
Legends
all that.
Of Tomorrow.
And at that point, you're like, okay, I watched Flash. I don't watch this other shit.
Yeah.
What episodes do I need to watch in order to get this story?
Well, see, and that's actually what happened. My wife started watching Supergirl.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a crossover episode, which got her into The Flash, and then she watched all The Flash, and now she's watching Arrow, and so she's going through Arrow.
I have trouble getting into Arrow. I don't know.
It
doesn't grab me.
Yeah. It's slow moving in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a little too much like Batman for me.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, oh, I don't want to kill anybody, and you know, it's I'm just a rich guy with a
bunch
of toys.
Understand that. They understand that and they play to it.
Yeah.
And that's part of what makes it good, and I understand that.
Right, but
it doesn't grab
me. It's never appealed to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been...
If I want to watch Batman, I'm going to watch Batman.
Right, right.
So.
Which is really the only thing in DC Universe that I've ever been interested in.
Yeah, and going back to the Hulu having everything except CBS, that brings us to the reason that neither of us has watched any of the new Star Trek is
right.
Because it's behind CBS's paywall,
yeah.
Where they want you to pay the same thing that you would pay for all of the other networks on Hulu
for their stuff, just them on
theirs, and I'm not going to pay it.
No,
and,
I mean, I'll tell you what I'll
do. And basically, the only thing that's in there... they're counting on one series to draw you in and make you go in there, and I'm not going to pay for one series. I'll just not watch it.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I'll do is eventually I will, once the season is done, mm-hmm. I will go on to some sort of torrent site, and I will torrent it off.
Or you wait until the season's done and use your 1 week free trial, because
right.
all of them give you a free trial period.
Right, and we'll just
jump in and do it
in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will probably just torrent it, though. Because that's why I have a dedicated torrenting computer.
Unofficially.
No, officially. Fucking steal stuff. I don't care.
They didn't make it readily available to me.
Right. I'd pay you for it if you put it on something reasonable.
But they just want $7.
Shove $7 up their ass. I already paid two other people $7. I'm paying Netflix $7. I'm paying Hulu
$7. Netflix $11.
Is it $11 now?
Yeah, it just went up.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, because I've still got the $9.99 standard definition one screen.
Oh, okay.
Mine's still $9.99.
Okay.
But I'm paying them $9.99. I'm paying Hulu whatever, $7.99, whatever uh-huh. it is. I'm not paying another $7.99.
Right.
If I was going to pay $40 or $50 total a month, I'd have fucking cable.
Exactly.
And then I wouldn't have to go to bars and watch sporting events. But, yeah, I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And so I torrent.
Okay.
Although I'm interested. Speaking of paying for stuff, have you seen the new Amazon?
You're interested in paying for things.
Well, yeah. I mean, I pay for stuff, just not all the stuff. But the new Amazon Music unlimited subscription, like their answer to Apple Music. I don't know.
Their Apple Music Spotify thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been out for a while.
No, they came out with a
new
like increase. There was Prime Music.
Uh huh.
But now they've come out with like a Prime Music Unlimited, which is supposed to have everything on it.
Okay.
So
I don't know if it does or not.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you'd use it or not.
So what you're telling me is I need to go into DistroKid and make sure that I'm pushing to that service. Anyway.
No. Well, actually, what I was saying is it's 3 months. They're doing the old Apple promotion, 3 months for 99 cents.
Okay.
So I might try that because I do use the hell out of some Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one thing I'll give them credit for. Like, you got me to stop torrenting stuff because for $10 a month, I can get everything music for free or everything music available.
Yeah, we have a Spotify family plan, which lets us have, like, three or four users for, like, $10.
Yeah.
So we just do that.
The only thing that interests me about the Amazon thing, though, is then I can put it over to my Echo.
Yeah.
And I can listen to music in here, which that's kind of the limit of having Apple Music.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, we just don't want, yeah. We're not trying to buy a wiretap and bring it into our home.
I don't care.
Not that I'm not carrying one around.
Right,
all
I was
the
about
time.
To say you're carrying one. You're looking into one right now.
No.
Like it's gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever.
If they want to listen to you, they're gonna listen to you.
I know.
As disheartening as that is.
Yeah, there was a web comic that was on Facebook the other day that showed some 50s housewife talking about how the government was going to wiretap us all and blah blah blah, and then the bottom screen was, "Hey wiretap, can you order me some some groceries?
Order me some I need some pickles. Great, thanks wiretap. I originally named my Siri wiretap.
Yes.
Hey, wiretap. Da-ding.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's like naming the your home Wi-Fi CIA surveillance van.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Instead, we don't now. Actually, our home Wi-Fi is NCC 1701, which is the ship code of the Enterprise.
Yeah, So you're the first one before the alpha. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, it might be NC-1701D, which is the next generation.
Next generation. Yeah. Ours is Island of Misfit Toys.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you're driving near my house and you see upon that, good luck with the password. Yeah. Because it is password protected.
Password is John is lame.
Oh, damn, how'd you guess it? I would have thought nobody at my house would ever think of that.
Yeah.
While in the thrall.
Lame. He's lame.
We pronounce it lame.
Yeah.
It's golden.
You're shiny here, your shiny golden pants.
Yes.
John is shiny golden material.
Yes. All over the place.
Yeah. But so I guess
ching.
Yeah. But no, I'm trying to think, like, final thoughts of the Orville. I'm super excited. They got a second season. I want to see where it goes. I hope it doesn't get lame. I don't think it will.
Yeah, I mean, because Seth MacFarlane has shown the ability to continue a series.
Right.
And granted, you know, Family Guy is basically the same thing every episode. But there are enough nuances and plot threads that he... He's shown his ability to pick a plot thread to death and not have it get old.
Yeah. And I mean, I think eventually it may have to start, like, there needs to be some sort of...
Yeah, I mean, they'll bring something in. There'll be a big bad. There'll be something...
Well, they've already got it's not the Kree, it's, God, I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
The people they pretended to be in, like, episode 5. Remember where they got the little holographic projectors and they got under the ship stole the religion book?
Yeah.
The religion episode.
Sorry, I forgot about the religion episode. I really need to go back and watch that.
But yeah, they, so, I mean, they can always bring them in when they need a bad guy. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. But I'm excited. Like, this is the first show I've been excited about in a little while. Mm. Other than Marvel's Runaways. I'm
liking that. I need to watch Runaways. I've been trying to keep up with The Gifted and... It just doesn't. It grabs me a little, but not enough to dig.
We were debating it. We were like, let's just watch Runaways first.
Yeah, I've heard Runaways is what The Gifted should have been to begin with. So.
Well, I was just amazed like how Runaways got stuck on Hulu, yet they aired that awful fucking Inhuman show on network television.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Well, and now TV that's worth watching is coming straight to Hulu, Netflix,
for the most part,
Amazon, know? I'm not that thrilled with network TV anymore.
No.
The Orville,
the Orville not included.
Not included, obviously, because we're saying good things about that.
Right, no, it's...
Yeah, but I mean, it's few and far between that a network TV show is worth digging into, and, you know, and a lot of it is because they're just throwing crap out there. They're throwing reality TV stuff out there on or 4 days a week.
Like even AMC, you know, where was the... They got on a real good roll there between Breaking Bad and...
Preacher's supposed
Walking
to be really good.
Walking Dead and just, a few other things. They just never quite
kept
that momentum going.
I mean, I really want to watch Preacher. It's just it's that interim before it's available, and then you forget about it before it comes out. And I think it's on Hulu. And I really need to look that back up because I've seen like 3 or 4 episodes of it and... really enjoyed it.
But. Well, and see, I'll run into that problem where I'll watch a season and then I'll wait for the next season to come out and I'll just forget about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, I can't tell you how many shows I've watched a season or two of and then I've just
because
forgot.
All of the advertising for it that's supposed to remind you of it comes a year before when you can actually see it.
Right.
So, yeah. And there are no ads for coming soon to Netflix. That show you wanted to watch a year ago, you know, they don't pitch it like that, and they would actually have more viewers if they did that. I think,
I think so too,
but you know, but Netflix is going to pitch its original series ahead of anything else, and nobody else is advertising what's on Netflix because they're kind of begrudgingly working along with them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a strained relationship right now, and we have to get to a new place, you know, before it gets better, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Holy crap, I've never seen that. Okay. We're good.
Okay.
I didn't know how we were looking time-wise.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this sort of evolving relationship between the networks and Netflix, Hulu, you know, the VOD services and that keeps evolving.
And we're seeing the evolution because, you know, Netflix just got the Disney stuff. And now in 2 years, when that deal is up, then Disney's going to open up its own thing. And, you know.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they're doing their own streaming service. But at the...
Because the other reason why I refuse to buy the CBS VOD is because I don't want any other network to go, we could do that.
Right.
Make a bunch of money.
Exactly.
You know, I would rather it just fail.
Right. Now, Disney might have enough to do
Disney will have enough.
Yeah, because they have Disney, Marvel, Star Wars. Yeah, they have Disney, Marvel, Lucasfilm, all that they can pull from, Pixar.
Yeah.
And if they put all the back catalog, which they won't do because they're very fond of their vaults.
Well, and on top of that, they still make a lot of money off of, like, DVDs you know, selling physical movies.
But would they make more if they're just getting $10 a month instead of, you know, $10 every, you know.
That's very true.
$15 every 6 months when a DVD comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't know. It's a recurring, you know, recurring subscription versus point of sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know for me, it'll be... I'm not that big into those movies.
Right.
Like, I watch them, but I don't need to watch them again.
Right, but and one of the things they're planning to do is they're going to do a live action Star Wars TV show, which will be
Right, and once that season is over in 1 month, I will subscribe to it and watch it and then cancel again.
Yes, yes. And then open another email account and maybe get a different credit card so that you can do that again in a year after that season.
Yep. I mean, that's it. It's if that's the game you're going to make me play, that's the game I'll play. It's just it's how it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got 7 or 8 email accounts. So I don't care if you spam. Like, I'll just keep switching them over.
There you go. But you have to put in a credit card.
That's fine.
My credit card was stolen.
I have a prepaid Visa card, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'll just put it on a prepaid card. Even if I forget, you won't be able to charge it.
It's exactly.
I put $10 on it.
Well, and that's what they count on is you sign up for the 3 month free trial and then you forget. And
well, that's actually exactly what I did with Apple Music, but they had me hooked already. Like, after 3 months, I had playlists built. And all this stuff that I didn't want to mess with. And I'm like, you know what? I'm using it.
Yeah, because, you know, they understand that AOL still has monthly subscribers who have never unsubscribed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are still paying $9 a month.
It's like 300,000 of them.
For dial-up access.
It's like 300,000 people.
Yes.
It's a surprising
They're making millions
number.
Of dollars off of just people who never canceled their account and they had it tied to their bank account instead of their credit card. So
it just never
the card never expired. Yeah.
Who doesn't realize that?
Well, and then there's the occasional person who still thinks that's the porthole to the internet and they actually use AOL.
Well, and now I will say it's like not everywhere gets DSL. Like, if you're way out there, dial-up is kind of your only way.
But a long time ago, we moved past even dial-up having to use AOL.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is very true. That is very true. I wonder what the AOL home screen looks like now.
I don't know.
Does it still say, welcome, you've got mail? I know they got rid of AOL Instant Messenger, which is breaking my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
It's part of my childhood going away. Like, it can't be that expensive to maintain. Like, just keep it up.
Well, at some point, there's a diminishing return of we have to keep the security up to date because people can crack this shit and just get into all of our users.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I will log on to my old AOL screen name one more time before it goes away. See if anybody's online. Of the people that I knew in college.
So do you have anything lined up for next time?
Have we done the Big Lebowski yet?
We have not.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I don't think we've done any of those brothers.
No, what I was looking at...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do Big Lebowski.
I said, oh, my God,
have we done Big Lebowski? We may have done a Big Lebowski. I don't know
It seems like something we would do.
Yeah, I agree.
The Coen brothers is what you're talking
about. Yeah, Coen brothers, yeah. Yeah.
I could have sworn we had.
We have to look that up now. Please forgive, because this is bad radio. And we don't edit.
No. No, we don't.
Even when Joe's just looking at his phone and I'm looking at him going, looks like we haven't done it.
All right, so, that's what we're doing.
I'm
actually surprised that I've made it that far without
talking to
Big Lebowski.
I will probably actually edit that so that was not nearly as bad as what we just did here. Because I'm pretty sure I'll remember at what point to edit that out. So we will, we'll
do a long, awkward pause.
Yeah, which looks a little bit different than our regular speech patterns, but not that much.
Not much.
So we'll do the Big Lebowski next time, and I am at Woodle on the Twitter and the Instagram. And
I'm that Joe You Know on Instagram. And my Twitter handle's really weird. It's like JB_N_SC, because it's old as shit.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk at you next time. Toes.